Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com. This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits, Sharia, who's making progress with meds, and Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at weightwatchers.com.
Hello and welcome to Saffron Honey Chai. Now, I know I've said from the first episode, we need to be more active and involved in our community. We need to do stuff in our community. I know I've said that. I've expressed that. And then I also expressed later on, I don't want to be on the train. I don't want to be outside. It's horrible. And yet somehow on the hottest days, I'm like, well, actually, let's go out and do stuff. Let's get on that train and then suffer through the sweat box of the deep bowels of the New York City train system. But as much as I was complaining about the trains, I didn't realize that the buses were the real ops. Oh, yeah, we're about to talk about the Queens bus redesign. Who came up with that? Merrick Avenue doesn't deserve that. Why are 8 buses at a time going down Merrick Boulevard during rush hour traffic? Why are buses that used to stop in front of neighborhood institutions no longer stopping in front of neighborhood institutions? They took the buses out from in front or near 2 different courthouses. They took the bus stop out from in front of a daycare, an active daycare, and left a big gap between a long row of houses this way and a long row of houses that way. And that's just the stuff I've seen this week. My commute to work, and I've timed it with my stopwatch, used to be 30 minutes if I stopped to get a coffee and a bacon, egg, and cheese, because you know I'm a New Yorker. But now that is 45 minutes. You know I could do it 45 minutes? Literally anything else. But it happened because they announced a series of bus talks, MTA talks, last year and the year before, where the community was invited to go out to talk about the bus. What do you guys want for the bus? How can we improve the bus? And I understand the logic of this redesign. I do. I'm holding your hand right now. I promise I understand. It's prioritizing access to the train. But the thing about Queens as a non train hub, as a real bus city baddie, is the fact that everything you need to get to, you have to get to with a bus. All the apartments, all the shopping centers are most easily reached by bus. There are places trains don't even go that are bustling metropolises in their own right. So this redesign is really flying in the face of all the cultural diversity of Queens in particular. There is no reason why a 90-year-old granny should have to struggle off of the bus with her walker at the train when her stop used to stop right in front of her apartment building. She can't get out there to those bus talks, but we can. And we can raise hell. I have put the comment box for the MTA in the description. Click on it, please and thank you, or in my bio, whatever. But the bus redesign is just one part of how we can be more active in our community, because, you know, as of this morning of this recording, Zohran Mamdani was labeled the official Democratic candidate for the New York City mayor, and we did that in the polls, ranking him. Thank you all for voting, even if you were a loser. But what we can do here is not be comfortable. Oh, he got it. We did it. The mayoral is similar to the presidential. It's a big election. We're all very excited about it, but no one ever does any research about anything else on the ballot. We're just like, I'll just fill this out. I mean, we'll just fill it. We need to be more aware of our local community, because our local community, our smaller politicians, our council members, oh, they have the money in the pool to get the things we need done. They have what we need. Now, my council member is Natasha Williams, and I love her bad. I read her emails every week. Thank you, girl. Just met you last week. And you need to find out who your council member is as well, because there's a lot of things happening in this city as a whole going forward, such as Coney Island. Oh, yeah. They're trying to take Coney Island and turn it into I don't know what, but we're not about to let that happen. Now, there is still a petition going on to save Coney Island. It is, of course, in the description as well. But we cannot let the cultural heritage of our city fade away, especially in the face of real estate redevelopment. Because the people that know how to run New York City are what? New Yorkers. They're not transplants. They're not real estate companies. They're New Yorkers. So we have to really take a stand. We can't be casual about it. We can't just sit here and complain about it. We actually have to make a stand. We got to start writing some emails. So even if you don't write the email, whoever your friend is that writes the best, gather around fireside chat style and say, yeah, and I don't like this and I don't like that. And there's not enough seats on the bus stops. Like, we need to really lock in on this and make this happen, because we did lose a little bit with this bus redesign, but we have plenty of time to complain and make them fix it, because this is only phase one. Yeah, apparently there's two more phases of this. Yikes. And they're still just in discussion. There was a vote on the 12th. We missed that, the 12th of June. We missed that, but the petition's still going strong. I saw we last had 982 signatures. There's millions of people in New York City. Start signing stuff. Put your name on it. Stand on it. Don't be like, wow, that's crazy. I have so many heart-filled memories from, you know, riding the cyclone or where. No. No, put your money where your mouth is. At least put your name where your mouth is. Stand up and do something. We have to do something. We can't lose our culture like this. We really have to work harder at preserving it. So I'm going to put that forth for y'all. I presented it. It's out there presented. And I thank you for taking the time to listen, and for, I know, your passionate anger, because I know I was so pissed when I was on the bus and they skipped my stop, or when I walked to a stop I could usually always catch my bus at and it was gone, or my connection spot is missing. Now I gotta figure out a whole new way to get from place A to place B. I might as well go to Manhattan. And we don't have to do that, because Queens is Queen, okay? Anyway, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. And, you know, I'll see you next time.